奉主耶稣圣名继续来学习道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue to learn the word of God.
今天下午来谈心里作难却不致失望。
Today we will learn the topic perplexed but not in despair.
我们在想到这个心里作难这个词的时候，其实它意思就是说，我们可能会猜疑，我们可能会上下起伏，会犹豫不定。有时候我们的心情看到一些现象，这是必然的。
When we see certain situations in life, we may become perplexed, meaning that our emotions become start to fluctuate.
就是有些事情我们好像不了解，看不懂。
Because we don't understand what's going on.
跟我们所期待的不太一样。
What we expect is different from reality.
我们今天在社会当中，在我们周遭看到很多的现象，我们会觉得怎么会这样子？
A lot of the times when we observe situations that happen around us, we might really wonder to ourselves, why would it be so?
你看我们人都希望说，这个世界太平，然后好人可以兴旺，恶人最好是被打倒。
All of us hope that there will be world peace and that all of the good people will flourish in life and that the evil people will be beaten down.
但是常常跟我们所期待的不一样啊。
But it's often contrary to what we want.
有些作恶的人却很兴旺。
Oftentimes, the wicked are flourishing.
说谎话的，他也走得很顺。
And those who lie have a smooth way.
或者不敬畏神的，他生活好像过得很快乐。
Or those who don't fear God have a happy life.
但是反过来，那敬畏神的人呢，好像事事碰到不顺利又碰到患难困苦。
On the contrary, those who are God-fearing seem to encounter trouble after trouble.
那要坚持真理要活在圣经的这个准则底下，好像受到很多的限制，很多的不方便。
And seems like there's a lot of restrictions and a lot of inconvenience in order for them to uphold their principles.
那最好像那个善良的人都吃亏了。
And it seems like it's unfair for those who are good.
那狡猾的好像就得到很多好处。
But that those who are very sly are able to gain a lot of benefits.
看到这样的现象，我们会不会怀疑说公义的神在哪里？
When we see these things happening, do we ever doubt where the righteous God is?
有时候我们活得越久，看的人事越多以后，我们如果没有回到圣经去看，会怀疑起神的慈爱跟公义哦。
Sometimes the longer we live and the more situations we witness in life, we might actually doubt where the loving and just God might be.
但是我们如果能够按照主的话，按圣经的真理来生活那我们心里面就会明白过来。
However, if we understand the word of God and do according to it, then we will actually start to see things more clearly.
神的话像亮光一样。
This is because the word of God is like a light.
它照明我们心中的黑暗。
And it enlightens the darkness of our hearts.
所以这个疑惑，我们不明白的地方这个真理亮光一照就清楚了。
So that when the light of God's word shines into our hearts, all of the doubts will disappear.
好，我们来看。先看诗篇119篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 119.
诗篇119篇。
Psalm 119.
116节。
Verse 116.
诗篇119篇116节。
Psalm 119, verse 116.
求你照你的话扶持我，使我存活，也不叫我因失望而害羞。
Uphold me according to your word that I may live, and do not let me be ashamed of my hope.
117, 求你扶持我，我便得救，时常看重你的律例。
117, hold me up and I shall be safe, and I shall observe your statutes continually.
来回去看115节。
Let's look at verse 115.
作恶的人啊，你们离开我吧，我好遵守我神的命令。
Depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God.
作恶的人就是他根本没有神的命令，他也不想要去遵守神的命令的。
The evildoers are those who do not keep the words of God, nor do they want to.
但是作恶的人可能很顺，
But the,
顺可以顺自己的心啊。
The evildoers may have a smooth way doing what they want to do.
但是当我们的周围是有这样的一些人环绕的时候，
However, when we're surrounded with these kind of people,
我们更需要有神的话语扶持我们。
We need all the more God's word to uphold us.
让我们可以存活，让我们可以继续走在这个正路上。
So that we may live and continue on the right way.
神绝对不会叫我们失望的。
God will never allow us to be disappointed.
就是说，有时候我们很急的，好像现在就要看到什么结果。
A lot of times we feel like we want to see a result now.
但其实神有他的时候。
But God has His timing.
公义的神没有改变。
Because this just God has not changed.
所以许多事情神最后一定会审判。
God will judge everything in the end.
我们要愿意等候神。
So we need to be willing to wait for Him.
我们也愿意顺服神的命令。照他的律例而行。
We also need to be willing to do according to his commandments.
所以我们今天下午呢，来从诗篇大卫的诗里面来看，他是如何的心里作难，上下上上下下，但是他却不至于失望，因为他看到神的话语是真实的。
And today we're going to study in the book of Psalms how David was perplexed. His mood went up and down, but in the end, he was not in despair because of God.
我们来看诗篇五十八篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 58.
诗篇五十八篇。
Psalm 58.
这是昨天读的圣经。
And this is a chapter that we read yesterday.
这一篇诗篇也很特别。
This is also a very unique psalm.
他一直希望神啊，你要赶快来刑罚这些恶人。
Because the prayer is that God will punish the wicked.
就是希望这些恶人赶快消灭。
That the wicked people will disappear quickly.
那诗篇有不同的列碑就是说它有把它变成不同的形态的诗歌。
The psalms can be categorized into different categories.
就是第五十八篇被归列在所谓的咒诅诗当中。
And Psalm 58 is one of the category, falls under the category of a psalm of curses.
就是说，他祷告求神说：“神啊，你一定要刑罚恶人。”
This is because the content of the psalm is for God to curse the wicked.
这些恶人做坏事。
Because they do what is wrong.
不敬畏你。
They don't fear you.
你千万不能够给他们好处啊。
So you cannot give them any benefit.
你要按照他们的那个恶行来严严的审判他们。
You need to judge them according to their deeds.
那我们查考过大卫的这个逃难的过程，就知道说他没有过错，他一心为了这个国家的好处，为了王的福祉，但是他却反过来被压迫。甚至被追杀到死地。
As we study the background of this psalm, we know that David had no fault and he was innocent of any transgression, doing his best for the country, but yet the king was pursuing him like a dog.
他你看无处可逃，最后好像逃在一个洞里面躲起来了。
He had nowhere to go, so he ended up in a cave.
他最后只能够真的依靠神来拯救他。
He could only rely on God to save him.
那这一段这个历史从五十二篇开始，你就看到他就一系列一直讲下来。
This history can be seen from Psalm 52 and onwards.
那真的是很特别的，就是第五十八篇他就没有写他的这些逃难的经的那个注解了。
In Psalm 58, it doesn't start off with an introduction about how he was fleeing.
但是这个诗的开头特别说。这一首诗是大卫的金诗。
But it says it's a midcom of David.
那是调要用修要毁坏，就是它的调跟五十七篇跟五十九篇都同样的调。
And it is said to do not destroy, which is the same as Psalm 57 and 59.
那个金诗呢，这表示是刻下去的。
A midcom means something that is engraved.
那其实就是说，这是大卫。他在受难的过程当中，他有很深的体验，但是他事后之后，他去回想神怎么拯救他，他在写成了诗歌。
Which tells us that actually this is a memory that he had from the past, so he was writing upon reflecting about what happened before.
这个金诗就变成你那个读的人要好好去想。他为什么会写这些东西？
And these types of psalms require the reader to contemplate why the psalmist would write such a thing.
圣经里面有 六篇是大卫的金诗，特别说是金诗。
There are six psalms in the Bible that are the mid psalms of David.
第一篇就是在第十六篇。
The first one is in Psalm 16.
你看第十六篇。
Let's look at Psalm 16.
题注就是特别写大卫的金诗。
It says a mid psalm of David.
那这主啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。
Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust.
然后他投靠神，他说我的好处不在你之外。
And then he said, I have no good thing apart from you.
那世上的圣民又美又善。
The saints on the earth are the excellent ones.
是我最喜爱的哦。
In whom is all my delight.
他现在爱神，同时他会喜爱神的圣民。
Because he loves God, he also loves the saints that belong to God.
看到大卫哦，他很有爱心的。
David was a loving person.
因为他很爱神。
Because he loved God.
那个神的爱就加在他的身上。
Therefore, God's love was bestowed upon him.
有神的爱的人哦，他对人就会有爱心，会感谢，那他也会有怜悯。
Those who love God will also show compassion to those around them.
所以爱神的人。他会也会去爱神所爱的人。
So those who love God will love those whom God loves.
好，然后他就说，他的一生就是要专敬拜神。
His goal in life is to worship God.
他说，我的嘴唇我的嘴巴不提别神的名号。
He says that his lips will not offer or he will not take up the names of other gods on his lips.
就是他只有敬拜这独一的真神。
He will only worship the one true God.
这位神是良善、怜悯，又是公义圣洁。
This is a merciful, kind, good, and just God.
哦，他相信神是公义的神。
He believes that God is just.
那神是他说会把所有的好处都给他所爱的人。
He also believes that God gives all blessings to those whom He loves.
第五节特别说，主就是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的，你为我持守。
Verse 5, O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot.
神就是我的产业啊。
God is my inheritance.
所以他拥有最宝贵的就是神本身。
What he has is the most precious, which is God himself.
那第六节说，你用绳子量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。
Verse 6, the lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance.
意思就是说，现在神是我的产业，神让我在这个地上生活，他量给我一个地界，一个范围。神给我的这个范围坐落在佳美之处，这个地方就是让我可以享福，可以得福的地方。
The places that God has allowed me to live in this earth are the best for me, and God will bless me in these areas.
那这个神还会指教我，就是会教导我怎么样成长。
He will also teach me how to grow.
所以神不是只是会给人好处。
God is not a God that simply gives blessings to others.
神要帮助我们可以生命更成熟。
He also helps us grow in our spiritual lives.
所以神把他的话向人显明了。
Therefore, he reveals his word to us.
让我们的生活有这个中心思想。
So that we have a principle in life.
就是我们不会顺自己的意想做什么就做什么。
We will no longer do according to what we want to do.
所以我们心中有一个绝对不会动的准则。
And therefore, we have a principle that will never be moved.
所以神他会时常的提醒我们，用他的话来引导我们走正路。
God continues to remind us through His word to walk on the right way.
那我就时常把神摆在我的面前。
And therefore, He says, I will place God before me.
所以不管走到哪个地方，都知道说神在引导，神在看着我。
Meaning that God is the one that leads him and guides him, watching over him every step of the way.
如果我们也都能够这样子哈，时常把神摆在我们的面前。
If we can continually place God before us,
那这不管我们今天在什么地方呢？
Then it won't matter where we are.
不管是在教会，是在外面的社会。
Be it at church or in society.
不管是在人的面前，还在人的背后。
Be it in front of others or at home by ourselves.
我们一直都是觉得说有神在看着我们，他在我的面前。
We always know that God is watching us and that we place Him before us.
所以做什么事情都实实在在。
And therefore, we do everything honestly.
不会只是做表面性的功夫让人看到而已。
We will not do things superficially for others' praise.
因为当我们把神摆在面前的时候，我们不会动摇。
When God is placed before us, we shall not be moved.
我们的心很稳定。
Our hearts will be steadfast.
有些坏人是趁有机可乘的时候，他就想要遂行自己的心意啊。
And some Some who do evil will see if there is an opportunity to do what as they desire.
我们有一个弟兄做生意。
We have a brother in the business.
他后来还好神保守他没有倒闭了。
God protected him so that he didn't go bankrupt.
不过他也受到很大的亏损。
But he lost a lot.
他本来很信任的有五个干部。
There were five employees that he really trusted.
托给他们很重要的责任。
Therefore, he entrusted them with a lot of responsibility.
哪里知道，这个任务结束，就是这个工作做好了，大家都互相合作，这样子，让这个整个事业蒸蒸日上的时候。
But little did he expect that after everyone made good progress and succeeded in their teamwork.
哪里知道，其中三个就变了。
Three of them changed.
然后变了之后，其中有一个管财务的。
One of the three was in charge of the finances.
哦，就差点把他的公司搞垮。
So that this man almost made his company go bankrupt.
因为他人的心改变以后，他觉得有机可乘。
Because he saw that there was an opportunity and his heart changed.
他知道这个时候的作业哪个地方有哪个环节是有漏洞的。
He knew where there were loopholes in the system.
那也相信说老板是信任他的。
He also knew that his boss trusted him.
结果他就在背地里面跟他捅了一个大篓子。
And therefore, he secretly.
所以就让这个公司受到大亏损。
So that this entire company had a great suffered a great loss.
所以有些人他是趁有机可乘的时候，他就想做他自己的事了。
There are people who try to do what they want to do when they see the opportunity.
因为他不是把神摆在面前。
And this is because they don't put God in front of them.
他是做事是把他的老板摆在面前而已啊。
When they do things, they place their boss.
如果老板不在，他就可以做他自己的事啊。
Before them, so if the boss is not there, they can do whatever they want.
但我们今天信主的人不是这样子的。
But we who believe in God are not like so.
感谢主，他其中有一个员工是主内的同领。
I thank God, one of the five employees was a member in the church.
这个弟兄啊，就非常忠心。
So this brother was very faithful.
啊，所以即使说那个被托付大责任啊，他都不会心动说想要去获取不义之财。
Even though he had the opportunity to, but he gave a thought to earning money unrighteously.
所以有信主跟没有信主就差很多了。
So there's a great difference between those who believe and those who do not.
那有信主的还要愿意守道理的才行。
But one must believe and be willing to keep the commandments of God.
有些人信主是一个名字而已啊。
Some people are Christians by name.
但是如果真的是在实行道理的人。
But for those who really keep the commandments,
他就会发现说神所赐给我的是最好的。
They will realize that what God has given them is the best.
他不会想要去得到非分之想。
They will not try to gain unrighteous.
为什么？因为他内心他有一个盼望。
Benefits because they have a hope.
人的生命不在于你说你在世上拥有多少财富才叫做丰富，才叫做成功。
Life is not abundant or successful, based on how much you have in the bank.
人的成功满足来自有神。
But one success and contentment comes from having God.
来自于我们今天在今生这个生命之外，我们有一个永生的盼望。
It comes from the eternal hope that we have beyond this life.
他知道说，人最后一定都要接受神最后的大审判。
And we all know that in the end we will have to enter into the great judgment.
在神的审判之后，你如果能够得救了才能够进天国。
Only those who are able to be saved can enter into heaven.
那得救不得救是看我们在世上有没有照神的吩咐去做。
And whether or not we are saved depends on whether or not we keep God's commandments.
所以当我们今生的这个生命结束之后，我们永远的生命，那在那里可以跟神永远同在，这个叫做满足。永远的满足。
So after this life is over, being able to dwell eternally with God, this is true spiritual satisfaction.
那才是永恒的。
And this is eternal.
那地上的这个肉体的生命是暂时的而已。
What is in this world, our lives are just temporary.
不管好坏，其实都会过去。
Whether it be a good life or a bad life, all of this will pass.
但是将来的那个永生跟永行却是不会改变的。
However, the eternity after this life will never change.
这就是大卫的经诗，他就在强调说，他因为有神而觉得很满足。
So this is the focus of the midcomes of David, that because of God, he is satisfied.
那这个是他走过人生的这些风雨之后，他所得到的体验呢？
And this is the experience that he had after all of these waves in life.
那我们现在一般的我们的生活所遭遇的都不会像大卫这样子极端呢。
Most of us will not go through life quite as dramatically as David.
大卫在当王以前，他是逃犯。被人家追杀到死地。
When he was young, he was fleeing from someone who was pursuing for his life.
等到做王的时候，现在你看以色列的人最尊重大卫王。
When David was king, he was held in high regard by all of the Israelites.
所以他得到人间的这个荣耀。
He gained a lot of worldly glory.
但是他在这之前，他是遭遇到人间最卑下的这样的一个很不堪的处境。
But before all of this glory, he actually was lowered and to the lowest point of life.
这当中让他最没有办法了解，就是说为什么这些作恶的人总是可以这样子耀武扬威呢？好像什么事情都很顺。
So what he couldn't understand when he was at this lowest point in his life was that why is it that those who do wickedly can have smooth sailing lives?
好，所以五十八篇也是一篇经诗。
Psalm 58 is also a midcome.
其实五十六篇、五十七篇、五十八篇，你注意看，它都是经诗。
Actually, 56, 57, 58, and 59 are all midcomes.
好，那五十八篇它就讲一个问题了。
So in Psalm 58, he raises a question.
就是说明他当时候在观察他周围的这些人的时候，他心里面有一个猜疑，为什么会这样子？
When he was observing those around him, he started to have a question.
就是第一节说：“世人啊，你们默然不语，真合公义吗？施行审判，岂按正直吗？”
Verse 1, Do you indeed speak righteousness, you silent ones? Do you judge uprightly, you sons of men?
不然你们是心中作恶，你们在地上称出你们所行的强暴。
No, in heart you work wickedness. You weigh out the violence of your hands in the earth.
第三节，恶人一出母胎就与神疏远，离母腹便走错路，说谎话。
3. The wicked are estranged from their womb. They go astray as soon as they are born, speaking lies.
你看，这就是当时候，你看大卫对有些人他面对这个邪恶。然后面对一些不公义的事情，沉默不语，都不讲话。
So there are people who, when they meet with unrighteous things, they don't say anything. They're silent.
当时候，你看大卫在逃难，多少人看戏而已的，没有在帮助他的。
When David was fleeing, a lot of people were just watching the show. They weren't even trying to help David.
然后当时候那些掌权的人，有权柄、视频判断的，他们的判断不是按照神的法则，不是在遵行神的要求。
Those who were in authority also didn't judge according to God's ways.
就是说，这个法律是给那些善良的人遵行而已的。
It seems like the law was only for those who are law abiding.
那恶人他们根本不管他。
Those who are wicked don't care about the law.
所以多少人，你看他们是知法犯法的。
So there are many people who know the law but commit the law or go against the law anyway.
知法犯法人犯的才会大了。
So because they know that, so they can commit great crimes.
因为他知道怎么去躲啊。
They know how to avoid the law.
所以一般的老百姓犯不了什么大罪。
And so commoners don't usually commit great crimes.
犯大罪的基本上都是那个掌权的人。
But usually those who are in authority are able to commit great crimes.
逃税的不是这些老百姓。
Those who evade taxes aren't usually.
老百姓什么税都能被掌握住了。
The normal citizens.
逃税的都是那大财主。
It's usually those who are millionaires who.
他知道怎么样逃税。
Who know how to evade taxes.
这就是今天社会的现象啊，事实都这样。
It's the fact that we see in society.
但是那个善良的人很容易就被抓了。
But those who are good-hearted, usually they're the ones that get caught.
做什么不好的事，心脏就一直跳，一直跳，哦，很紧张。
Or if they do something wrong, then they feel really, really guilty.
人家看你就知道说你这个你在说谎话。
And so other people just look at you and know that you're lying.
因为说谎话脸会红。
Because your face is blushing.
讲话会不顺利，会不顺。
Or you're stuttering.
但是那个恶人说谎话习惯了，他讲谎话脸不会红的。
But those who are used to doing wickedness, they don't blush when they lie.
所以习惯做人哦，就一定是恶会越做越大。
So those who get used to doing wickedness will do more and more.
然后说谎话越说越顺。
And you'll get better and better at lying.
所以说谎话说久了会习惯啊，小心啊。
So we have to be careful about lies because the more we say, the more used to it we will get.
谎话讲久了就好像真的一样。
And the more you lie, the more it feels like the truth.
但是谎话永远是谎话，不是真的。
But lies are always lies; they will never turn into the truth.
但是有时候就有一个假象，让这个讲谎话的人觉得说我这样没事。
But sometimes the liar will try to deceive themselves so that they feel like they're justified.
你看五十八篇的第四节说。
Let's look at 58:4.
他们的毒气好像蛇的毒气，他们好像塞耳的聋喙。
Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf cobra that stops its ear.
就是它是耳聋的那个毒蛇哈，不听刑法术，就是很刚硬的、很顽固的，你根本就改变不了它。
A deaf cobra means someone who is very stubborn that cannot be changed.
好，那表示说这个恶人哈，真的是没办法用人的方法去。控制他，去改变他。
This means that those who are wicked cannot be controlled by other people.
那你如果今天在我们的周遭里面看到有这样的人，但是他又很兴旺的时候，这个时候常常会心怀不平的。
So when we see or observe people who do these things and yet get away with it, sometimes we feel uneasy.
所以圣经特别提醒我们说，面临这样的一个状态的时候，如果是坐在我们周遭发生，要特别小心。
The Bible warns us that if something or someone does things like this that are around us, that we need to be especially careful.
看37篇第一节。
Let's look at Psalm 37, verse 1.
37篇第一节。
Psalm 37, verse 1.
你不要为作恶的心怀不平，不要向那行不义的生出嫉妒。
Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity.
哦，这个心怀不平，就是说，哇，神怎么都没有施行公义啊？
being fretful means that we might feel like God is not being righteous.
那不要向那些行不义的人生嫉妒，嫉妒表示说，哎，为什么他可以这样做，我又不可以啊？
And then, nor be envious of workers of iniquity means that we shouldn't think that how come they can do that and I can't.
有时候我们嫉妒恶人兴旺。
Sometimes we are envious of the prosperity of the wicked.
我们早上已经提到这个嫉妒哈，是会杀人的。
This morning we talked about how jealousy can lead to killing people.
嫉妒把亲人把他当作仇人了。
Jealousy can turn someone who is family into a foe.
就像扫罗对大卫一样啊。
Just like Saul towards David.
那我们知道那个亚当的第二代就是亚伯该隐兄弟，一开头就因为嫉妒，那个哥哥把弟弟杀了。
We know that the second generation of mankind, which is Cain and Abel, they also had a tragedy because there was jealousy among the brothers.
所以嫉妒不好。
Jealousy is bad.
就是有时候，但是我们很如果不小心，有时候我们就会生出这样的一个心态来啊。
However, if we're not careful, we might start to be jealous of others.
就是看到说，哎，他是可以这样做，那我不可以呢？
Because we think someone else can do that, but why can't I?
我们如果没有去想其中的原因的话，如果看表面的现象，我们可能会觉得说，好像他这样做也不错。
So if we don't have principles in our hearts, then we might think that what they're doing isn't too bad after all.
但是其实不要忘记了。
But we shouldn't forget.
这样的一个好像很兴旺，只是暂时的而已啊。
That this kind of prosperity is temporary.
37篇第二节说，他们如草快被割下，又如青菜快要枯干了。
37 verse 2 says, For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb.
要怎么解决？第三节说，要倚靠主而行善，住在地上，以他的信实为粮。
Verse 3 tells us what to do, which is trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness.
第4节, 要以神为乐, 他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart.
第5节说, 将你的事交托给神, 并依靠他, 他就必成就。
Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
这里说要依靠神。
It says that we need to trust in God.
要行善, 表示说要去做神喜悦的事情。
Doing good means that we need to do what God sees as good.
以神的信实为粮, 就是以神的, 他这个诚实真理, 他是说话算话的神, 来时常提醒自己。
Feeding on his faithfulness means that we need to remind ourselves constantly of God's faithfulness and his
promise. 就是说神应许的这些话 可以在生活当中实践的。
Meaning that the things that he says can be experienced in our everyday lives.
然后呢, 我们可以以神为乐。
And then we can delight ourselves in the Lord.
就是因着有神, 我们会觉得说, 哇, 我最快乐的事情就是因为我可以敬拜神。
And we will feel like the most joyful thing is that we can worship God.
我们常常把神摆在面前。
We place God continually before us.
将心里所有的疑惑跟神说。
And then we tell God all of our doubts.
我们所求的, 我们可以, 我们有缺陷的, 我们跟主耶稣祷告。
And all of the things that we need and are lacking, we can always ask God.
就是说我们真的全心去依靠神。
Because we trust God wholeheartedly.
他就将我们心里所求的来赐给我们。
And then he gives us the desires of our hearts.
他所赐的是来帮助我们成长的, 不是来败坏我们的。
And what he gives to us is to help us to grow and not to spoil us.
哦, 神他赐给我们的, 一定是按照我们的需要。
What God gives to us is definitely according to what we need.
神看为最好的。
And what God sees as the best.
哦, 那神也是在他最适当的时候, 他认为对我们最好的时候来赐给我们这些。
He also gives us these things when he sees that it is the perfect time.
所以这个是今天我们在生活当中可以去体验的, 神的话是信实的。
These are things that we can experience in our everyday lives that God is faithful.
大卫特别提醒说, 你不要因为作恶人兴旺就心怀不平哦。
So, David tells us that we should not fret because of evildoers.
那可是我们人常常都是这样子。 如果在这个当下, 就是说你看到一个现象, 在那个时刻里面, 有时候我们想不懂。
But we often see this phenomenon, which is that when humans are in the situation, they just can't understand.
那这个58篇, 其实就呈现当时大卫的一个心情。
So Psalm 58 actually expresses the emotions that David was going through in the moment.
就是有时候心里面有疑惑, 不知道怎样讲。
He had a lot of doubts, but he didn't know how to express them.
你看我们今天在生活当中有时候你有一些疑问, 如果没有人可以讲, 这个好像闷在心里面很难过的。
We might have experienced that we might have some doubts or questions, and there's no one to say them to, so we feel very burdened.
但是如果有人, 让我们可以这样子来倾诉, 你会觉得很舒服。
But when you have someone to share these burdens with, then you feel relieved.
但是要找人倾诉也要找对人啊。
But you need to find the right person to tell these things to.
如果找错人, 那更糟糕啊。
If you find the wrong people, then the result will be even worse.
有一个好朋友是绝对不会变的。
But there is one friend, a good friend, that never changes.
你跟他讲, 跟他求, 也不会有副作用的。
And if you tell him all of your worries and frustrations, there won't be side effects.
那就是神本身。
That's God himself.
所以有什么事情, 有什么话, 在跟人讲以前一定要先跟神说。
So if you have any things that you want to tell others, tell God first.
所以大卫的这个咒诅书, 他是跟神说的, 要记住, 他是跟神说的。
So remember this very carefully, that this psalm of cursing, Psalm 58, was spoken to God.
其实是说他希望说神能够伸张正义。
He hopes that God would administer justice.
他不是真的去咒诅人, 用他的嘴巴去咒诅别人。
He wasn't using his mouth to curse other people himself.
他只是希望说神啊, 你应该主持公道。
He was saying, God, you need to be just.
所以你现在看, 他现在对神说这样的一个心情。
So he was expressing to God his emotions.
讲完之后, 他很舒服了。
And then after he expressed them to God,
他很放心, 他看到了那个亮光, 啊, 那, 他那个心情就开了。
His heart was much lighter because he could see the light at the end of the tunnel.
你来看第五十八篇的第六节开始。
Look at verse six.
连续七个，他有一个心愿。
There are seven wishes here.
第一，神啊，求你敲掉他们口中的牙。
Break their teeth in their mouth, O God.
让他们那个牙齿掉光光，就不会咬牙裂齿这样子，想要吞吃人了。
If their teeth are all broken, then they won't be able to bite other people.
主啊，求你敲掉少壮狮子的大牙。
Break out the fangs of the young lions, O Lord.
那个毒蛇再怎么坏，你就把那个牙齿把它拔了，它没辙了。
And regardless of how terrifying a cobra may be, if it doesn't have fangs,
就是把他们这个依靠他们有势力的那个武器把它除掉吧。
Then there's nothing it can do, so just take away their weapons, God.
第七节
Verse 7.
愿他们消灭，像急流的水一般。
Let them flow away as waters which run continually.
那个急流的水，你看一下子就过去了，你看到这个 moment, 这个瞬间，等一下就不见了，一下走了。
Waters that flow continually will flow by very quickly, so let them flow by.
意思就是说，很快就消失了啦。
So may them disappear.
然后接下去，他们纠准射箭的时候，愿箭头仿佛砍断。
When he bends his bow, let his arrows be as if cut in pieces.
就是他要射箭的时候，射出去那个箭头就歪了，然后就掉下去了。
Meaning that when the person shoots his bow, the bow will fall down.
想要害人的计谋不会成就了。
So that his schemes will not come to pass.
好，第八节。
Verse 8.
愿他们像瓜牛消化过去。
Let them be like a snail which melts away as it goes.
那个瓜牛你如果太热一照它，它热死了。
If it's too hot outside, then a snail would die.
啊，我们知道那个瓜牛你不小心被踩到就碎了，就死了。
And we also know that if you accidentally step on a snail, it will also die.
这个很脆弱了。
It's very frail.
所以恶人有时候好像很气焰很高涨，其实神如果你一踩他们就消失不见了。
So God, even though these people may seem very wicked, but if you step on them, they will disappear.
好，接下去又像妇人坠落未见天日的胎。
Like a stillborn child of a woman that they may not see the sun.
就是这些人让他们不见天日。
So may they not see the sun.
那就是叫他们早点夭折死掉算了。
Saying that may they die soon.
所以这些人活在世上活越久越糟糕。
And the longer they live on this earth, the worse it is.
这个都是当时候大卫他的心愿
So these were all the wishes of David.
第九。
Verse 9.
他说：“你们用荆棘烧火，锅还未热，他要用旋风把青的和烧着的一起刮去。”
Before your pots can feel the burning thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind.
意思就是说，主啊，你现在用旋风把他们全部都刮走。那个他们要计划的事情，不管是在执行当中，还是准备要做的，全部都把它毁坏吧。
And so he's saying, God, may you take them away, both them and their schemes that they are scheming, and whirl them away in a whirlwind.
其实第九节他那个口气把它转成他是在对那个恶人讲话。
And verse 9, it seems like he changes his He speaks. It's as if he speaks to the evil people.
因为六节到八节是他的祷告，他是跟神说神啊，愿他们这样子。
In verses 6 to 8, he is telling God.
但是第九节，他现在转过来对这个恶人做恶人说。
But in verse 9, it seems like he's talking to them.
意思是说你不要洋洋得意，神等一下出手的时候就把你们这个锅子全部都把你掀了啦。
Saying that don't be too self-satisfied with yourself because before your pots can feel the burning thorns, God will whirl you away.
好，然后第十节说，
Verse 10,
义人见仇敌遭报就欢喜，要在恶人的血中洗脚。
The righteous shall rejoice when he sees the vengeance; he shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked.
好，意思就是说，现在义人看到他一定会看到恶人这些不公不义的人最后遭报，他们会受刑罚。
The righteous will see the vengeance performed on the wicked.
他们的罪恶的行为最后都会除去的。
And their evil deeds will wash away.
那所以其实他这里最后他看到一个很让他欣慰的事实。
So he sees something comforting for him.
因此人必说，义人诚然有善报。 在地上果有施行判断的神。
Verse 11, surely there is a reward for the righteous. Surely he is God who judges in the earth.
哦，所以他最后很清楚的知道，每一个人最后都会说，义人最后是有善报的，恶人一定会有审判。
He knows for sure that in the end, everyone will say that there is a reward for the righteous.
来成就这一切的就是这个赏善罚恶的真神。
And all of these rewards comes from the God who will bless those who are good and curse those who are bad.
地上终究是有行审判的神，就是这个地上是有神在掌权的。
And surely there is God who judges in the earth.
虽然王可能不公义。
So even though the king may not be righteous,
那所以做这个掌权的人带头作恶
，and maybe those who are in authority take the lead in doing what is bad.
那是没有关系
，but that's okay.
地上有施行审判的神
，because there is a God who judges in the earth.
神在这个掌坐宝座的王之上
，God is above this king that sits on his throne.
所以最后神一定会赏善罚恶
，so in the end, God will administer his justice.
义人一定得到好的结果
，and those who do good will have a good reward.
哦，这对当时候那个大卫来说是一个很大的一种安慰。
This is a great comfort for him.
因为我们之前也提到，他每一次被压迫到一个绝路了。神总是把他开一条路出来。
Every single time that it seems like David was pushed to a dead end, God saved him.
好像做恶人一直都很顺利，但是最后神还是拯救他，不会死亡，也不会因此就神的旨意就改变。
Even though it seems like the schemes of the wicked men were about to be accomplished, but God would never allow them to pass, and God's will never changed.
其实我们都相信也明白这样的道理。
We all believe and understand this truth.
但有时候我们就等不及。
But sometimes we can't wait.
我们都会看到说，哦，如果能够看到这个恶人遭报，不知道多高兴。
We often imagine what it would be like if this person could be punished soon.
但其实我们不是神，我们不知道这些有些表面现象后面真正的原因在哪里啊。
But we are not God, so we only see the surface problem.
有时候。我们人都希望说，这个恶人应该怎样
？And sometimes we try to think of punishments for those who are evil.
那就好像以为我们自己是义人一样。
And we think that we are the righteous people.
但其实我们如果用神的绝对标准，没有一个是义的，没有一个行善的呢
？But from God's righteous standpoint, actually none of us do good.
我们如果不是神的怜悯，他拯救我们
？If not for God's mercy in saving us,
如果不是神把他的真理显明让我们明白，我们也看不到自己的缺点。
If not for God revealing His truth to us, we would not be able to see our own weaknesses either.
所以我们相信说神一定会审判。
So we believe in God's judgment.
那神是按照个人所行而去报应他的。
And He rewards each person according to his deeds.
不是按照我们个人认为说他应该怎么办，应该要这样处理。
He does not reward each person according to what we think they should be rewarded.
所以我们要了解哈，神不会做错事。
We need to know that God never makes mistakes.
那我们要愿意哈，等候神。
So we need to be willing to wait.
来，我们来看一下诗篇六十二篇。
Let's look at Psalm 62.
诗篇六十二篇第一节。
Psalm 62 verse 1.
我的心默默无声啊，专等候神，我的救恩是从他而来。
One, truly my soul silently waits for God. From Him comes my salvation.
第二节，唯独他是我的磐石，我的拯救，他是我的高台，我必不很动摇。
Two, He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved.
唯独他是我的磐石。
He only is my rock.
他就是我的高台，就是我的宝藏。
He is my defense.
哦，他是替我征战的。
He is the one who fights for me.
我必不很动摇，表示说有时候哈。我们心里面会猜疑，上上下下。
I shall not be greatly moved. This means that his heart doesn't fluctuate.
就表示说，我们对神的认识还不够深入的时候，我们就容易怀疑神了。
If our understanding of God isn't deep enough, then we will often doubt him.
好，那大卫那时候其实他是受压迫的人呢。
David was oppressed at that time.
你看他自己形容他自己的处境，第三节说。你们大家攻击义人，把他毁坏，如同毁坏歪斜的墙、将倒的壁，要到几时呢
He describes himself in verse 3, How long will you attack a man? You shall be slain, all of you, like a leaning tall and a tottering fence.
他已经是歪斜了，已经这样子要好像快要倒下去了。没有人扶他一把，他想要把他推倒。
So he was describing a leaning wall and a tottering fence without any help.
但这个时候，其实那个他那个心情是何等的伤心，很失望，说啊，为什么没有人来帮助他呢？对不对
？At that time, he was also kind of disappointed that no one was willing to help him.
然后大家哈都还一起商议说啊，怎么把他。要让大卫倒了哈。
But everybody was actually scheming to topple him over.
第四节
，verse four，
他们彼此商议专要从他的尊位上把他推下。他们喜爱谎话，口虽祝福，心却咒诅。
Verse 4, they only consult to cast him down from his high position. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly.
看到经历这样的一个处境，你说。你这样，我们人会不会动摇
？When we encounter these things, would our emotions also be moved?
有时候会很受伤啊。
We would be hurt.
但是他一直告诉他自己说：“我的心啊，你要默默无声，专等候神。
”But he says, "My soul, wait silently for God alone."
哦，因为我的盼望是从他而来。
For my expectation is from him.
再讲一次，第六节，唯独他是我的磐石，是我的拯救，他是我的高台，我必不动摇。
Verse 6, he repeats, "He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved."
这一次他说我不动摇了。
He says, "I shall not be moved."
就是说他现在所有的疑惑都解除了。
Meaning that all of his doubts are gone.
唯独神就是我的依靠。
Because only God is his rock.
我要跟神倾心吐意。
He will tell God all of his heart.
好，所以第七节说。我的拯救，我的荣耀都在乎神。我力量的磐石，我的避难所都在乎神。
Verse 7, In God is my strength and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God.
第八节，你们众人当时时倚靠他，在他面前倾心吐意，神就是我们的避难所。
Verse 8, Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us.
他强调说，当我们心里面有一些不平的时候，上下下下的时候，一定要先来到神面前，跟他倾心吐意，就是。把所有的话都先跟神说。
So this tells us that whenever we have any things that perplexes us, we need to pour out our heart before God first.
让自己的心安静下来，听神的声音。
We need to calm down our hearts and listen to God's sound.
等候神的作为。
And wait for God to work.
我们看第十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
主啊，慈爱属乎你，因为你是照个人所行的报应他的。
Also to you, O Lord, belongs mercy, for you render to each one according to his work.
我们今天很多事情不知道全貌，只有神知道，所以我们不要去替神担心。
Because we don't know the entire picture, so we shouldn't worry on behalf of God.
好，就算恶人兴旺，好像很顺也没关系，暂时而已。
Even if the wicked are prosperous, that is just temporary.
反正最后神一定会。按照人所行的来抱怨个人。
God in the end will render to each one according to his work.
所以在地上果然是有施行审判的神的。
So yes, God is truly a judge in the earth.
我们今天在家庭里面，我们在社会，我们甚至在教会当中，可能都会看到一些我们觉得很不顺眼的事情。
There may be situations that we encounter in the society or even in church that make us feel like uncomfortable.
但是其实神都知道。
But God knows.
我们要先把我们这样的一个情绪，把它带到神的面前来，用祷告的方式跟神诉说。
We need to bring all of these emotions in prayer before God first.
我们才不会想要用自己的手段去处理，去面对它。
Only then will we stop ourselves from trying to deal with the problems our own way.
因为最后神他要做审判，绝对不会搞错，因为个人所行的都会呈现在眼前啊，没有人可以逃脱或躲避。
God will never make a wrong judgment. Everything will be laid out before Him.
所以今天呢，我们从圣经就看到，其实世人本身，包括大卫他自己，他都曾经这样子。心里作难，然后不知道怎样来信得下去。
So people, throughout the generations, even David encountered situations where he's so perplexed that he doesn't know what to do next.
But when he came to God and prayed,
but But after he knows to bring all of these things in prayer to God,
我们就可以看明白了啦。
Then we can start to understand our situation.
内心就可以放心了。
Our hearts can be at ease.
有时候我们如果一直想一直想，有时候会落入这个死胡同里面哦，反而会把事情复杂了。
And oftentimes, if we continue to think and think about a certain situation, we dig ourselves a pit and then we fall into it.
就好像那个撒母耳的妈妈哈哈娜。
And just like Samuel's mother, Hannah.
你看那个撒母耳记上第一章哈。
In 1 Samuel chapter 1.
这个哈娜，她内心很苦啊。
Hannah was very bitter.
不会生孩子。事实是就摆在眼前。
It was the fact that she could not bear any children.
那他的对头就天天啊，然后时常就是要来去刺激他。
And her rival continued to bully her.
那人家这样子哇，好像很顺的，生孩子生很多啊。
And for her rival.She had a lot of children.
所以那个哈娜一个都没有，没办法。
And Hannah couldn't do anything about her barrenness.
内心愁苦怎么办
？So what could she do about her bitterness?
跟丈夫讲，丈夫也没办法了解。
Even if she told her husband, he did not understand.
那丈夫就算给她再好的这些再好的食物，再几倍的食物，她都没有办法让她心里面放心的。
And her heart could not be put at ease, regardless of how much food he gave her.
最后，她来到神面前，倾心吐意。
So in the end, she just poured out her heart before God.
所以她在神面前这样祷告。
She prayed before God.
那个神就透过祭司哈，就给她祝福。
And God through the priest blessed her.
让她相信了。
She believed.
她接受了从这个祭司口中所出的这个祝福的话。
And she received these words of blessings from the words of the.
她心就开放了。
Priest and her heart was opened.
她没有绝望。
She was no longer hopeless.
她看到了希望。
Because she saw that there was hope.
所以她内心对神所许的愿神听到了。
And therefore, God heard the vow that she made.
最后她脸不带愁容，她是快快乐地吃喝。
Her face was no longer downcast, but she ate joyfully.
然后圣经就看到，让我们看到说，当哈拿心里喜乐的时候快乐吃喝回家去，神眷顾她，她就怀孕了。
And then after she went to eat joyfully, then after she went back home, God blessed her.
所以神他不会让我们失望了。
So God never disappoints.
所以我们跟神祷告。
When we pray to God,
那神他在垂听。
God listens.
那神他最后会做判断。
God will make the final judgment.
那我们就放心的等候他就好。
So all we need to do is to wait patiently for him.
那我们跟神祷告，有时候也要等候神的时候嘛，哈。
When we pray to God, we also need to wait for His timing.
所以跟神祷告完之后
，So after prayer,
我们就不要再把它放在心上了。
Let's not keep these burdens in our hearts.
已经讲了，神知道就好。
As long as God knows, then everything will be fine.
所以这件事情不要一直去想了。
So let's not think about it anymore.
但是要把神的话。
But what we need to meditate on is the word of God.
不是想这个事情，说神啊，你应该怎么解决
？Instead of thinking about how God should deal with our problem,
而是说神告诉我们这些话、这些真理，我们要不断的思想。
We need to continue to meditate on the words that God tells us.
如果周围思想啊，那个我们就像一棵树在溪水旁哈。那我们 就一直可以结果子清脆。
When we meditate continually day and night on the word of God, then we are like a tree planted by the streams of water.
有的事情我们不明白，但是因为时间还没有到。
A lot of things we don't understand because time isn't up.
我们要学习那个玛利亚一样。
Let's learn from Mary.
因为玛利亚她当时候很多主耶稣讲的话，她也不明白。
There are many words that Jesus spoke that Mary didn't understand.
她不明白，但是把它放在心里。
But she put these things in her heart.
那后来她就明白了。
And afterwards she understood.
所以路加福音第二章。
Therefore in Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章第49节。
Verse 49.
路加福音二章四十九节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 49.
耶稣说：“为什么找我？我岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗
？”When Jesus said, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?"
五十节他所说的这话，他们不明白啊。
And they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them.
但是五十一节
，51,
他就同他们下去，回到拿撒勒，并且顺从他们。他的母亲把这一切的事都存在心里面。
Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth. Nazareth and was subject to them, but his mother kept all these things in her heart.
这一段圣经看我们看到主耶稣是何等的顺服他的父母亲。
Jesus was very submissive to his parents.
他讲的话他们不明白，但是他就是照他们所说的去做了。
Even though they didn't understand what he was saying, but he still was subject to them and did what they said.
那从父母亲的角度，他不明白耶稣所讲的话，他把他放在心里面想。
From a parent's perspective, even though she didn't understand what he was saying, but she put it in her heart.
等到时间来到了，这个时候满足了，他就明白了。
And when the time came, then she understood.
为什么主耶稣会说，岂不知我当以父事为念吗？
Why did Jesus say, I must be about my father's business?
他就发现说，原来主耶稣这个整个生命就是要完成天父的旨意。
She realized that his entire life was to finish the work of the Heavenly Father.
过去那个心理作难这样上下下下的全部都解除了。
Then all of these perplexing thoughts were dissolved.
那我们一起来等候神。
So let's learn to wait on God.
我们绝对不会失望。
We will never be put to shame.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
144。
144。